Hey there. Corn? I got corn.
Jamie Betters has been working at the Oneida Cannery for more than 15 years. I stopped by her office one afternoon so she could tell me all about the work she's doing with the cannery.
So the cannery caters out over 1,000 quarts of corn soup a year, about 500 quarts of white corn chili, and then about 200 quarts of bison white corn chili. So it's absolutely amazing, and that's just happened in the past 3 years. Our community really started to look at white corn and started to look at traditional foods in a sense of having it available and being responsible and having that understanding about, as Ungwehui people, it's not just our language, it's not just our waters. We also have to have that connection with our foods and with our seeds. So we would process small amounts of white corn from each delivery that we would get. And when I first started, we were doing about 1,000 pounds. And to us, that seemed like so much. So our responsibility was to try to, and our mission was about how do we integrate and how do we reintroduce our traditional foods into not only our community, but into our elderly feeding, into our school system, so that everybody has access. So we started with one recipe at a time, and it was about starting our corn soup. And then we started to create products. So we created the dehydrated corn so that it would be easier for families to be able to make their own corn soup when it was feasible for them, so that they didn't have to rely on the cannery to just make it, or they would only eat it at certain events or functions that we would cater to.
With more community members incorporating white corn into their diets, the cannery began processing corn at a much larger scale and creating new products that incorporate traditional foods.
It went from 1 acre to 2 acres to 4 acres to 8 acres, and then it became about thousands of pounds. And so we got to this point where we got hit this 8,000 pound mark of processing. And so then we had to look at other products, because now it was kind of one of those things about you can only use corn soup or corn for corn soup. It was hard for us to think about that you could use corn for other things.
So what are you using corn for now?
So now we use it for everything and anything. So now we've created an all-purpose flour, so that, again, what we're trying to promote is so that you slowly utilize our traditional foods into your diet. So the muffins that you eat, now you can make it with our white corn. Pancakes and waffles and things that you eat on a daily, how could we incorporate those enriched flours and those sugars out and incorporate more of our traditional foods? And so it was, I think, the success of the cannery, being able to have fun and figure out how many products can we make so that it makes it easier for our community. So we do about 14 different products out of our white corn. And it's something that we also stress a lot about, is share what you're using or how you're using dehy. Is it just in corn? So now we put it in chili. So we took out noodles, and now we add our white corn. So you get white corn chili. And so now we took out the beef and added bison. Mm-hmm. So those are a lot of the things that we've been working on throughout, I would say, you know, really, really, really working on them in the past 10, 15 years.
In addition to creating new products at the cannery, Jamie and folks at Junhinkwa, the Oneida Organic Farm, are getting people involved in the growing process in community-centered ways.
So we created a community garden at Junhinkwa, and the intent of that is sweat equity. The time that you put in is the harvest that you get. And so it's one large, big old acre and a half garden, and it's awesome and it's great. And so families don't feel judged because they have a garden plot that they didn't take care of and now it's full of weeds. They don't feel like, oh my God, I need to get out to the garden. You know, they're not going through those emotions. They're like, wow, I had time. I got to put my hands in the dirt. I feel amazing. I feel connected. And I don't feel pressured and I don't feel disappointed that I just jacked up my garden and let it go.
How do you see youth's role in this food sovereignty movement?
Yeah, that's a great point, because the really cool thing that I get to do is during the summer, I have a summer youth group. and they have to conduct a, they have to produce a product. And they, so they have to get their hands dirty. They go and pick berries, they go pick strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries, and they dehydrate them, and they make a trail mix. So we're really trying to promote healthy snacking. So I also have to think of what can I do with 8 weeks with 10 youth. And so to get them to understand so that they hit all of it. They're not just in their processing and their whole time is just in the cannery, but they're outside because that's really where the magic happens. And so they have a huge part, and especially when I see my son, they have such a huge part in keeping this movement going, keeping these traditions and values going where it didn't seem so of a reintroduction. This has become a way of life for them. And we get to have those conversations like, can you believe that this comes out of a tree? Can you believe this?
I love, yeah, you're talking about that sense of wonder. Like, mm-hmm. even this morning, I was like, this is from this. It was like, yeah, it's right. just totally magical to see the food landscape around us.
Absolutely. So, like, next week we're going to do more instead of them just, so now that they've, you know, cleaned up, they're pretty much kind of done. I think this is their last boil down in the back here. And then next week we're going to make sugar with them, and then I'm going to make candy with them, and then we're going to make some white corn muffins and taking out the sugar, and we're going to add maple sugar so that they can see and then they can taste and then they can get connected. So it's so important.
I know I don't see all of it, but just from what I'm hearing today, it sounds like you have the greatest job.
Oh my gosh! I gotta remind myself that sometimes, you know, because it's still life and there's still boulders that get in the way, but oh my goodness, I am incredibly grateful and thankful, and sometimes I'm just like, how did I get this gig, you know, and it changed my life. It has completely changed my life because this is the way that I live.
And where can people find the products that the cannery is producing?
So we have two main outlets. One is our Oneida Market, so it's a really, really cool store. The other one is one of our C stores, our 54 One Stop. And then today, it just happened today, we have a new vendor. So the Oneida Museum is now carrying our product. So the cool thing about having the museum carry our product is not because it just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But because of the location. So if you're looking at our boundaries, if you live on each corner, there's somewhere where you can grab it. So you don't have to drive all the way into Green Bay if you're closer to Freedom. And so that's a really cool, really exciting for us today was like to do that delivery and be able to post that. Hey, now you can find them, you South Oneidas. You can find them.
Do you want to give me a tour?
Sure, sure. Yeah, so now right now you kind of see this is where the magic happens. So we have a lot of different pieces of equipment that really allow us to do a good level of production.
As we walk through the cannery, Jamie shows me the variety of machines they use to process corn and other foods. One of those machines is familiar to me, just in a much different context.
So we called in our environmental health and safety and we said we got a crazy, crazy idea, but could we convert a brand new washing machine into a corn washer? So they said, yeah, you know, that's obviously, that's the only thing you're going to use it for. You can't be, you know, doing anything else. So we had to make sure that we had a stainless steel tub and that the holes were big enough to make sure that all the waste would go out and nothing would pond in there or get stuck, you know, just for safety reasons. And so sure enough, it worked. And so so now what we do is we put our cukes in here, we put our tomatoes, all of our produce, comes right in here, comes out of the door, goes right in there. So we clean all of our produce in here. So this is like a big hit, a big story.
What cycle do you wash corn on, eh?
It's so funny because it's just a big, large cycle. Large load. So then these are our retorts. This allows us to do low acid food. So this is a big part of being FDA certified, is to make sure that